It's been more than 50 years since there was a year-round permanent residence on King Island, and today most King Island community members who now live in Nome, Fairbanks, or Anchorage have never been to their homeland. But one person is raising money to bring members of her community to the island in the Bering Sea. KNOM's Lorelei Kanin has the story.
The island is 1 mile wide. There's no beach, just boulders. And yet, the island and the ocean around it supported around 200 people year-round for thousands of years. With the buildings of the old village deteriorating from Bering Sea storms and winds, the Ahuivimut, or King Island people today, want to visit. Meet Joan Navayuk-Kane. She's spearheading the effort to raise the money needed.
The significance of going back to King Island is that for thousands of years, my ancestors and other King Islanders, our ancestors, were able to live and survive and thrive. And one of, admittedly, what everyone has said, one of the harshest environments in the world.
Under the assimilation policy toward Native Americans, the Ahuivimut were relocated starting in 1958 to urban areas where federal BIA resources were more accessible. The school was closed. King Islanders were forced to Nome or larger communities to receive a Western education at government schools. Kane's mother was forced to leave the entire Bering Strait region and attend the Copper Valley School in Glen Allen. Having grown up in Anchorage, Kane has never been to King Island. She wants to visit the place where her grandmother was raised, the place of her language, the place that has nourished her and her community. She wants to see the rocks where women of King Island used to sing, welcoming any new visitor.
There's only one person left of a whole generation of people, my grandfather's generation, that was born on King Island, raised predominantly on King Island, knows the island well and has strong recollections of the things that made King Island inhabitable, you know, made it possible for us to inhabit for thousands of years. And we're really on the cusp of losing so much, but we're also on the cusp of gaining so much.
Oh, it would mean so much. It would really mean so much because that's how we grew up, and I have a very fond memories of the island. Teaching, sharing, Eskimo dancing, and playing, and that's what we did.
Vince Pickawanna wishes he had been born on King Island, but he was raised there until he was 12 years old. He says the best years of his life were on the island, and then he moved to a foreign place, Nome, where he was forced to learn English and be the first of his people to learn a new way of living. It's been 15 years since Vince has visited the island, and he wants to go again. He's 64 years old and is already thinking of what he will do when he travels there this summer.
Just walk around, listen to the birds, smell the air one more time, and eat from it. You know, because there are a lot of edible plants that are grown down there, and
Vince asks his wife how to say a specific word in English.
Akpit.
Salmon berries.
Salmon, and there's salmon berries grown down there and edible greens, you know.
Vince looks forward to showing people like Joan Kane around the island. Kane, through USA Projects, a crowdsourced funding agency, is working to raise $31,000 to bring a group of 20 King Islanders back to their homeland this summer.
There's no beach. There's no place to land, land a craft or an aircraft. So either you're looking at helicoptering in or getting in on a very seaworthy boat in the Bering Sea and then being able to lighter into shore. So the costs are huge. You know, most of the houses are in ruin. They're not safe to inhabit. So there's a cost of shelter while we're there. There's a cost of food and supplies.
Kane has 17 more days until May 26 to raise another $17,400. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kanin.